We will continue with excerpts about the topic of faith above reason, work in faith above reason, selected excerpts from the sources, continuing with excerpt number 20.
Yes, as we now learn, this is the main work. This is the main means by which to transition from the sensation of this world to the sensation of the upper world, and to come out of that dream that we have here, to rise above it. That's all of our work, in essence. We live within reason, and we want to come to act above reason. That is called faith. Why? Because within reason, we take actions guided by our will to receive, acts of reception, while above reason, above reception, we perform acts of bestowal. So let's learn how to achieve that. It's not simple. It's against our nature. Our nature resists it. And we ourselves cannot do anything about it. But only if we know how to draw the upper light, which comes to us on that level called bestowal or faith above reason. And that will help us. It will help us transcend our current degree, the degree of the one who receives only.
Okay, so excerpt number 20 from the writings of Rabash, what does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? If one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And as for himself, he does not care which taste he feels. And he says that this work in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks this work, he says to the body that in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is kdusha, sanctity, and does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work, since there is no mixture of the will to receive here, since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is holy work, and necessarily he is delighted.
Again,
excerpt number 20 from Rabash, what does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? If one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And for himself, he does not care which taste he feels. And he says that this work, in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks this work, he says to the body that, in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is kedusha, and he does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work, since there is no mixture of the will to receive here. Since it has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is holy work, and necessarily he is delighted.
We get the feeling of darkness, dust, something unpleasant, inconvenient, a lack of flavor, there's no light shining. We get these states when the Creator grows further away. I enter this foggy state where I have no senses or anything, but truth be told, this is untrue. It is actually an invitation for progress. Especially in that gray state, I need to find how to establish myself correctly. How? Now, when the forces of nature don't tempt me, instead giving me a feeling of not darkness nor light, something gray. And especially in those states, I can invite the Creator, the power of bestowal, by myself, from myself, as I want Him to appear, and in such a way I will be impressed by Him, activating Him and advancing. So the majority of our states, the states we're in, are such where we feel not great, no darkness, no light, nothing, but something in the middle that has neither this or that to it. We need to be very, very alert to those states, very much alert, in order to awaken in them the necessity for spiritual work, the necessity for the importance of the Creator, the sensation of the Creator, the appearance of the Creator within those states, specifically, where we have no flavor in this feeling of dust. So it's very good that I taste the flavor of dust, ash, because from this exactly I can rise. These aren't states where I feel any actual resistance against the spiritual work, but it's not this nor that, not good or bad. And we think, why? Why not good or bad? Let it at least be bad so I can work against the bad, right? But no, no. In each and every state, one must see that he has the ability, the opportunity to work, and especially in those states where he feels, tastes the flavor of dust, more or less, he must understand that these are states from which one can rise and do much spiritual work, specifically those states. Questions? Kiev.
Yes, Kiev, no.
Do we have Kiev? No.
Алло. Да, дорогой учитель. Вот он здесь пишет, что
Dear Rav, he writes here that even in spite of this situation
в этом состоянии так быть связанным с Творцом, чтобы действительно
the flavor of dust, nevertheless he believes that the Creator enjoys his work. So how do we work with such a state?
But the Creator gives you this work with the dust. You taste the flavor of dust, a state of dust. Well, the Creator gave it to you. So you have to take your sensation of that dust as a thing apart, and the fact that you got it from the Creator as something apart, and to begin to work. The fact that He gave you that feeling of dust, it's because He wants you to relate to Him from that feeling. So you have the dust apart, right, where I'm in the most horrible state, helpless, powerless, all those things, right? With that, it's the Creator who gave this to me, and I look at it off from one side, right? The Creator gave it to me. Why did He give it to me? Like with a soldier or an athlete who's given some tasks, some mission, and he needs to overcome it, and I need to do the same. That's how it works. So if I look at that dust, that state, as worthless, with nothing happening, nothing good about it, okay, but if I got it from the Creator, then supposedly from this particular state, despite it being so unassuming, unimportant, I can rise to a higher degree. And this is worthwhile for me. This is good, meaning from the lowest state, or rather, the lowest state can elevate me to the highest degree. And that's the work. So, what do we say? There are states of divinity in the dust, Shechina be'afar in Hebrew. It's the sensation of the Creator in the dust. And after that, I can elevate that state to a complete sensation, a complete feeling of the Creator. So these are states in which I must work.
Ra'anana.
Ra'anana.
Thank you, Rav. Is the feeling of dust, is that a tzilut? Is that the revelation of Atzilut? Because
I don't want to listen to your philosophies. Enough. You speak within the framework we set. Enough. You already saw and learned from how I answer others. Only within the framework of what we learn, what we study.
Good morning, dear Rav. When does the feeling of dust stop? In the darkness, in the shade, in the second shade?
The sensation of dust ceases when you turn the dust into diamonds, into gold.
Thank you.
Buongiorno, Rav. La mia domanda è questa. In questi stati di polvere che io sento nel lavoro, devo investire...
Rav, I wanted to ask, in those states of dust that I feel in the work, I need to invest and pass the importance of the Creator to the group. Is that correct?
Yes.
PT is the invitation.
Petr Tikva
29.
Good morning. It turns out that the progress in the work is to constantly go to the next stage. Sorry.
Yes. Tveria.
Good morning. Good morning, friends. So, is the work above reason? Should we accept it with love?
Of course. It's a desirable thing. All of our work is in the will, in the desire.
Yes, but the work is so hard. We see all the bad things and...
The fact that it's difficult only makes it more precious. You work harder on things which are more precious. More expensive. PD 25.
Hello, Rav. I have the following question. Could there be a situation where... Sorry.
It's impossible to hear you.
Could it be that the creator and the created being simultaneously feel...
We don't hear you properly. Focus group. Focus group.
Shalom. Hello. Naudio from Brazil is asking, what is the taste of dust in the tin?
That the connection between us is not important to me.
Hedera 1, Hedera Adin.
Good morning. The fact that I see what happens to me in the shade and I attribute it to the Creator, is that work above reason?
The fact that you ascribe everything that happens to you to the Creator, that's the beginning of the work above reason, yes.
Spain, Portugal.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos.
Good day, Rav. Good day, friends. What is the difference between the state of the taste of dust and the state of indifference?
Dust doesn't have to be a state of indifference. It can be a state where a state that really awakens you, annoys you, makes you very active. The dust doesn't mean anything, but for the fact that dust can mean that I have the importance of the spirit of spirituality of the friends of the Creator on the level of dust, right? And it can weaken me, or to the contrary, it can make me jump. The dust itself only indicates the fact that this is what I determine, this is what I feel. But from that feeling, what happens next?
Turkey 2. Hi Rav, hi friends. How do I understand that I reached that above reason?
The fact that you want to bestow at least to your closest circle, the friends, that's... That means that you've achieved above reason. When you see that your life is in that, that you need to devote your life to bestowal. That is called an action above reason, because within reason it's an act of reception above, and above reason that's the act of bestowal.
Good morning, Rav. The state of dust exists in each and every degree. Do I understand correctly? And later on, following each state of dust, we come to wholeness. And each time from the dust, we advance to greater and greater wholeness until the very last degree.
Correct, correct. What is the dust? The dust is like sand. When you compress the sand with great pressure, what do you get? A diamond. That's the difference between the cheapest thing and the most expensive. It's all done by the pressure you exert.
Mak 2.
Здравствуйте.
Hello. A question by a friend. A friend from Toronto, George. Is the state of dust my next state? The degree towards my advancing to the higher level.
Yes, correct. And from that begins the next degree, which if you don't let it go, if you relate to it with a proper seriousness, you rise from the dust upwards, from sand to diamond, yes. Ashkelon.
Rav, state of dust is a very clear state. A state where we are at war, the enemy is clear, you know what we have to attack. My question is, now throughout the lesson, you said that most of our states are when we're not in light nor in darkness. And this state is felt like a deadly state, death. I notice that I never awaken out of myself. I wait for the Creator to awaken me. So what do you recommend that I do, Rav? How do I fight? How do I attack this situation?
That's what we're talking about all the time. I don't understand. That's what we're constantly talking about. How to push forward. Right, through the friends, with them, you come to them and together you discuss what the dust is and how this dust in corporeality, in our ego, it is dust, but in spirituality, meaning in order to bestow to the Creator, it is an important thing. What to you seems like dust, to the Creator, that is a diamond.
Rav, I think this is how it feels to me. Dust, as we said, is a state where you feel we have something to cope with.
If you're immersed in your will to receive, that's how you feel. You need the friends to help you come out towards in order to bestow, and then you will feel that in this state you can build your spirituality. Yes, and not to be constantly immersed in order to receive. Try to be immersed in the friends more, and not yourself. And then you will begin to feel that you are emerging from that dust, rising above it. Pray, ask, cry. Don't just wait. It won't happen by itself.
Nahariya, Nahariya, atem lo shumim afilu oti.
You can't even hear me.
You said before that strong pressure makes sand into diamonds. What is that great pressure we can exert?
The strong pressures are from the fact that it's in a state where we disregard the current state because we ascribe it the importance of dust, right? No importance. Where I'm on the ground, on the rocks. So I disagree with this. This is how my egoistic will to receive paints this state to me, this picture of this current state. But this is with respect to my will to receive. And fine, let it be that way for my will to receive. I agree with that, that it'll be in the dust. But my will to bestow, that point that yearns for the Creator from that desire of the ash, the dust, I want to elevate it. And this is called faith above reason. And then I begin to feel how I can work with that dust by wanting to emerge from it. I compress it with great pressure. I compress it. And by that, I turn it into a very precious state, like a diamond, like you make, like a sand or dust becomes diamond, right? It's the same material, but the compression turns it into something so precious. Toronto 1.
Получается, что ощущение праха – это когда мы...
It turns out that a feeling of dust is when in the ten we feel spirituality in our kelim that are still in order to receive. That is, it is the lack of vessels of bestowal in our common work in the ten. Is that true? Meaning the feeling of spirituality in the vessels of in order to receive.
Yes, of course. The sensation of spirituality inside the vessels of reception is called dust, and the sensation of spirituality within the vessels of bestowal is called diamond. All right?
Salt Lake City.
Should we always try to be in the dust or be one step ahead of the Creator? Does that make sense?
Lefamim ken.
Sometimes, yes. Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро. Подскажите, может, если изучать, скажем, отрывок видения Рабихи и Зуара о состоянии праха и как из него выходить?
Good morning. If we study the vision of Rabihiya from the book of Zohar about that state of dust, we didn't quite hear a question there.
The question again, please.
Изучить отрывок из Зуара.
Can we study that excerpt from the Zohar about the vision of Rabbi Chiya, about the state of dust and how to emerge from the state of dust?
All right, that's very good. You can add him to here, yes. We need or add it to here. We can... we need to search through the introduction to the book of Zohar and find that place with Rabbi Chiya.
Да, Раб. Получается, что когда человек поднимает это состояние...
It turns out that when a person raises the state of dust to sanctity or inserts sanctity into the state of dust, this actually is the correction of creation. This is what the Creator enjoys.
The Creator enjoys us elevating this dust as it appears to us in the will to receive to the degree of flight, to the degree of the Creator, because there is no such thing as dust in reality. It's only with respect to our corrupted will to receive that it seems to us that way. But if we elevate these states to a height where it all comes from the Creator, there is none else besides Him, and therefore everything is only on the highest degree. By that we correct the dust, meaning our regard for it. Haifa 3.
When I will feel, or when we as a group will feel, I'm relating to the state where we want to reach a state which is above the dust, not above reason. Sometimes the feeling is that there is devaluation of values. You know, we use many holy words like this, the Creator, the Lord, all kinds of holy words. But really, I want to start my day where I feel that I've risen above the dust, and not what will happen to me when I will be above reason. So how do I maintain this balance?
That's your own inner work. I cannot intervene.
Ita 4. Italian 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Rab, tu hai detto che se non sono d'accordo con lo stato della polvere...
Rav said that if I disagree with the state of dust, I have to ask for the importance of the Creator. But if I don't have the strength for it or the desire to use faith above reason, what can help me so that I will be able to hold on to faith and go against this nature.
Of course, you cannot emerge from any state by yourself. And the more advanced the state is, the more and more difficult it will become for you to understand, to agree, to overcome, to act, to do anything. But it's only when you ask the friends to help you, only when you integrate with them, beg them, then together with them you are able to do it. And the Creator, pay attention. The Creator gives each and every one the burdening of the heart, and for him it's not regarded as giving it to one. He regards it as giving it to the ten through that individual. And that's why a person cannot do anything by himself, because the Creator is regarding the ten as a whole only. He regards the ten, and through the ten, you or him, through the ten, me, and so on. That's how it works. And so we have to understand that, what fell on me? No, it didn't fall on you. It fell on you, but you have to take the whole ten into account to help you. So take them with you, and you'll see that it's good, it's easy. There's only one thing that's difficult: to understand that this was given to the whole ten through you, and that you need to connect to them. It's only the connection between them. Let's say something drops on me now, 200 kilograms of something I need to hold up. I can't do that. But you have 10 people. 10 people. Each one lifts 20 kilos, and it's not so bad. You can do it. And it's always like that. The Creator never sends us some burdening of the heart, which is intended for me alone. It's intended for the whole ten. He doesn't look at me. He doesn't see me. He sees me through the ten. He sees you through the ten. Him through the ten. Only in that way.
Latin free.
Buenos días, maestro. Mi pregunta es si
algo. Good day, Rav, teacher. Enrique from Cancun. My question is, if we succeed already in turning the dust into a diamond, what happens afterwards? Do we fall once again to the dust, or is this a sign of advancement in work?
We fall into worse dust, rather deeper dust, in order to rise to a greater height. And so the more we advance, the deeper we fall, and the higher we rise, the deeper we fall, and the higher we rise. And these jumps between minus, plus, the more we advance, they will come more distant to each other, with greater amplitude, more and more so. And that's an indication of progress. It's written about it: anyone who is greater than his friend, meaning that he is above, his inclination is greater than himself, meaning that he was below, lower down. Latin PC.
Buenas noches, Cleo Lamy. Buenas noches, Rav. La pregunta es.
Good evening, World Clee. Good evening, Rav. The question is.
El trabajo también se vuelve menos difícil para el cuerpo.
In the moment that we attain, well, it was kind of cut off, but if I understood correctly, the moment that we achieve that state of the diamond, does the work become easier for the body?
When you attain the state of a diamond, immediately the next descent begins to a worse state, because you received forces, you connected to a spiritual state. Now you get to work with that force below, to dig, able to receive more, and it's like with a shovel, you dig with it and rise to a higher degree, to make from this sand deeper, make a stronger, harder diamond, a better one.
PT29. If a person succeeds in rising from the state of dust thanks to the friends, is this ascent considered to be at his account or at the account of the ten?
We never have a personal calculation towards a person, only towards the ten. The fact that for now you're thinking about yourself, that you're rising, you're descending, you're greater, it's a lie, it's an egoistical mistake. Ra'anana.
No, Ra'anana.
Good morning, friends. The Creator brought me a burdening of the 200 kilograms. How do I turn to the 10 for help? In thought, or do I truly physically ask them for help?
In thought, and if that doesn't help, then even in a physical request.
Instead of darkness, dust, remoteness from the 10, lack of importance of spiritual work, how do we take advantage of it for spiritual advancement? Thanks.
I didn't understand. Was that a question?
How do we take advantage of the state for advancement?
A state of advancement is to, as fast as possible, feel, as strong as possible, feel that you're connected to everyone. And then you are ready for the next descent. You're ready for the work. Because all the work is not in a state where you're below or above, but rather where you raise man from the state of below, so the Creator will help you rise from below upwards. You need to feel that you're descending to the depth below the ground with your friends, that the Creator is lowering you and them in your eyes as they are also becoming lower. And it's like he's lowering you, like those who mine in the ground. He's lowering you down there, and down there you're in this elevator that brought you down there, and you feel that you're below in the ground, in the will to receive, and you feel these relations which are the will to receive, and you are truly down in the ground where the entire will to receive is between you. And then you ask from the Creator, as if you're entering this elevator once more and asking for Him to raise you upwards, above the ground. Then you ask together, and the Creator raises you in this elevator together. And then once again you come out to the world, to the light, to the air, to the freedom, and then in such a way you feel what it is inside the will to receive, and how you emerge above the will to receive, which is similar to that. Gilad, what did you write once, that story? That comes out.
Yes, the flying worm, or that the butterfly emerges out of their caucus.
And this is the way that we emerge. How a person is born also, he goes through these states, the embryo, the fetus. So all our work is in day and night, in the dust and raising it above. Okay, so now we are in
21.
So far we read, okay, so let's read 21. Let's just do a short song maybe.
Quante volte ti sei chiesto la ragione perché esisto? Non c'è vita senza luce, è un bisogno che conduce da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione. Conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione con la luce di l'azione. Con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici. Vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Ti ha rivelato questo, hai scoperto qual è il nesso di una vita di decezione, senza scopo e depressione. Al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo, la correzione raggiungeremo. Connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator. Connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di l'azione. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Pa 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 p